All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you from the second day of March in the year 2021. And I do want to thank all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. Also want to continue to encourage you to send along your questions, comments, whatever comments you might have about our show, send them along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. And we're always interested in hearing what you're thinking about our show. We do want to thank our sponsors, because without them there would be no show. Our sponsors for this week, SK Mining Corp, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Fury Gold Mines, Great Bear Resources, and Lion One Metals. I've titled today's show, The Future of Money is Gold. Alistair MacLeod, Chris Taylor, and Michael Oliver return as guests today. Alistair will explain why gold, not cryptocurrencies, is destined to replace the fiat money system. Because cryptos can only act, he says, as stores of value so long as fiat exists. So rather than cryptocurrencies, Alistair will explain how a world transacting with monetary gold and monetary gold substitutes can actually work, and why it will work, and why he thinks it will come back into being. I'm sure there's a lot of skeptics out there on that issue, but we'll want to hear what he has to say. He noted in a recent article that he wrote titled, The Future of Money is Gold, that some 1,800 years ago, money not backed by gold in Roman law was ruled to be fraudulent. He believes that a return to moral money will be reinstated in America for the first time since Nixon instituted legalized counterfeit money in 1971. When he detached gold from money, that was on August 15th of that year, and I can remember it so well as an older guy, reading about it in the New York Times as I traveled from Morristown, New Jersey, into Manhattan on that particular day. Well, I hope to ask Alistair why he thinks politicians will do an about-face from it. Current immoral system that allows them to buy votes by stealing money from one group of people and giving it to the other. We'll hear what Alistair has to say. Not surprisingly, to those of you who have heard Alistair many times in this show, he claims that global fiat money now sits on the precipice of self-destruction. But I want to know what there is that will prevent the elite from devising a new system that allows them to continue to rob those citizens it considers deplorable and expendable. Those and related topics will be explored by Alistair. Certainly, various governments and large banks in bed with governments around the world are hinting at cryptocurrency. One thing we can be sure about is that governments will do some very nasty things to protect the elite, who are increasingly taking power away from the common folks for their own abuse and enrichment. So the big question is, how can we best protect ourselves against our increasingly intrusive government that seeks to strip away our Bill of Rights? Certainly a major reason we are losing those rights, and a major reason why there is such a redistribution of income from the middle classes to the elite who control government, is that our government and banking system have opted for this fiat monetary system that allows those who control the printing presses to enrich themselves rather than allowing the markets to reward people according to their merits and accomplishments. Well, one of the ways that we are trying to protect ourselves is to own honest money, meaning silver and gold. both in physical form as well as in the mining shares. One of the most successful companies we have had as a sponsor to this show is Great Bear Resources, and I'm really happy to tell you that Chris Taylor, the president and CEO of that company, will be with me in just a few minutes after our first commercial break to give us a an update on this multi-million-ounce high-grade deposit in Ontario. My own belief is that the market is not by any means fully pricing in the value of this company's exceptional Dixie high-grade gold discovery. For various reasons, the project looks like what is termed a Tier 1 gold project with perhaps a few hundred thousand ounces of annual gold production at relatively low cost. Now, I'm looking forward to what Chris has to say and thinking about what the company's future holds. But right now, let's set aside the future and talk to Michael Oliver and see what he's thinking right now. Thanks for joining me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
It's always good to have you every other week. We'll take you every other week if we can't get you every week, but thanks so much for being with us again. So gold is having a rally today. It's been a lot of gold bugs have been pretty depressed. Gold, you know, everything else is going up. Commodities are going up. A lot of commodities are going up. I know copper has been on a tear. But those monetary metals have just not done very well. In fact, they've been sort of sinking lower. How are you seeing gold, and then maybe comment on silver as well?
Well, on the relationship to these other markets, there is a good solid one, and that's with T-bonds. I'll get into that in a minute. But as far as commodities go, they're lagged to gold. Gold broke out, you know, even on a price chart basis. So, I mean, we went long in 2016, early at 1140, and got doubly long in late 2018 as price moved back up to 1200 area. And then it broke out on the price charts in the summer of 2019 when it got into the upper 1300s. Okay. Well, what were commodities doing all that time? They were laboring in a range, a very depressed price range. I mean, almost any chart you want to look at, copper, oil, grains, etc. So they're following gold. They're not, and it's not an issue of whether gold is responding to their upside. It led them out of the hole. It said, you guys are coming out of the hole because you're commodities, and there's monetary inflation out here, and ultimately it will affect you, and it did, finally. So their lag to gold, don't view them as a leader. The fact that gold is out of sync with them right now, fine. I suspect our work suggests that a lot of the commodities that have exploded over the last 6 to 9 months, the grains, copper, crude oil, could enter a couple-month period of congestion back and forth. In other words, where those who are long don't make any money. They get dips, and it doesn't go anywhere on the upside. It just spins its wheels for several months. That looks technically justified. It's not negative. It's just we've had a huge explosion. Meanwhile, it looks to us like gold is ripe for the upturn. We continue to define gold's long-term trend as bullish, with not even being threatened by this now 8 month pullback, which has given back all of what 15% in gold. Eight months it took them to give back 15%. S&P sometimes does that in 2 or 3 months if you go back over the last 10 years. But the gold people are very nervous, and the reason is the gold miners are like a wild dog on a leash, is the way we describe them. When gold goes up, they go crazy upside. They outpace gold. When gold goes down, they go crazy on the downside. Now, today, for example, gold's up a little bit, and the gold and silver miners are up sharply today. So it's, you know, it's that kind of, like, we're up almost 4% in GDX today. Well, gold's only up, you know, $10. Anyway, but we think that the gold bottom of this intermediate pullback that's been going on since the August high has either been seen or likely to be seen very soon. We hold open the possibility there's a sharp drop that everybody seems to think is going to happen, which we are not at all confident is going to happen. Instead, it's still been arm wrestling downside. But watch the T-bonds, because if you want to find a market that's pretty correlated well to gold, especially over the last, let's say, year, the T-bonds peaked basically in price, low in yields, back in the summer. That's when gold peaked. T-bond prices have been eroding to the downside and recently had a sharp drop. That's over the last several weeks ago. What happened to gold? Gold's been in a downside since August high, just like T-bonds, and had a fairly sharp drop to a marginal new low a week ago, below the November low. So they were very coincidental. In fact, if you look at it like a weekly bond chart, T-bond futures, and a weekly gold chart, they almost look like the same market. Mm-hmm. And what's the S&P been doing all during that time? Going up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So those who were talking about interest rates dropping, helping the stock market. In other words, bonds will rally, that will help the stock market. We argue that if bonds rally, it's likely going to be because the stock market has a wobble and stumbles downside.
Uh-huh.
And we suspect strongly that if T-bonds have bottomed, and I think they have bottomed last week, if they have bottomed, gold is likely to bottom very soon or already has because of their close
correlation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the correlation's good. And I think the reason is this. It's this simple. And this ultimately will not hold up. Ultimately, the T-bonds will trend opposite gold as rates rise with high inflation. But for now, they're still linked. They're inverse markets to the stock market. Big asset managers want to place money in a safe place when the stock market wobbles. And a lot of the bigger ones are very cognizant right now of the inflation horizon.
Mm-hmm.
If the stock market wobbles, they're going to shove money into T-bonds and gold.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have the same kind of fears that most gold stock investors have, which is when it goes down, they're scared. These guys look at the downside as an opportunity. And I suspect that if the T-bonds, in fact, have made their low, and I think they did, then gold is going to make its low real soon, or already has, possibly last night at 1704 on the April contract. So anyway, I'd watch the T-bonds right now and watch the S&P for a downside wobble and possibly a start of a bear market. Not a crash. We don't think the stock market's going to do that. It did it last year. If the market tops, if the S&P tops now with all the great news out there of the, you know, the end of the crisis and so forth, watch for a downturn in the stock market and watch, therefore, for an inverse move in the T-bonds and gold.
So I guess what could cause the departure, a breakdown of this correlation between gold and T-bonds would be inflation that starts to get out of hand, that would cause the interest rates to rise dramatically, and then people would keep buying gold and maybe silver and some of the commodities in order to try to protect themselves to hedge their purchasing power. I guess that's what would have to happen here, and there would be a loss of confidence. I'm guessing perhaps the dollar would come under some pressure then, too.
Yes, I think it would reflect that as well. Alistair's comments that you mentioned at the beginning here, we're technical analysts, but fundamentally I fully agree with his assessment that the ultimate resolution is a reality-based resolution and a crisis, global crisis, such that gold-backed money does come back. There is no alternative. Any other alternative you think is out there, like Bitcoin, I think you're dreaming. The ultimate reality is if the major foreign, the major fiat currencies get into crisis mode, which I think they are, not just the dollar versus the euro, but I'm talking about all of them as a package because of the inflation that's undergoing in all the major developed countries, monetary inflation, ultimately it leaves only one solution, and that's basically real assets. And gold is the leader of that pack.
Well, exactly. And, we need both the technical expertise that you bring, Michael, because that allows us to, you know, in real time, more closer to the action to know how we should be trading, where we should have our money at any given time. And as you point out, there will come a time here when there is a departure between that correlation between gold and T-bonds. And then you're not going to want to be hiding away in T-bonds. You're going to want to be far away from those
things.
In other
words, the two alternatives will dwindle down to one. Gold and commodities behind it,
I'm afraid that's probably what's going to happen. And it's not something that I look forward to because I think along with it will come a lot of other, you know, consternation and difficulties in our lives. But nonetheless, it is what it is, and we want to protect ourselves as best we can. I've always said I own gold not because I'm hoping for a crisis, but I know it's going to come. So we want to thank you so much again, Michael, for being with us, and
we'll do it
again in another couple of weeks. Thank you. All right, folks, well, we do have to go to break. Don't go away, though, because Chris Taylor was going to be with us, and he's going to talk about Great Bear Resources, what that company has in store. I believe that Great Bear Resources has a lot more on the upside, and the market is overlooking a lot of the upside. I believe that's the case, and we'll hear what Chris has to say. I'm guessing he agrees with that, but we'll want to know why. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Chris Taylor.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canadian exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable, high-grade gold assets across its 3.5 million ounce portfolio. Led by a management team of proven explorers and developers, Fury aims to generate major catalysts and performance per share by advancing exploration campaigns across Canada. Fury is well positioned to create value for investors with low risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under Fury. To learn more, go to furygoldmines.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.